Proclamation number 3743, dated the April 14th, 1946. Spiritual redemption is the only purpose. The great spirit of eternity fills infinity, the universe, with all its creations, and is all truly expediently governs creation with wisdom and love. But the last and only purpose is the redemption of the bound spirits. The purpose of every action in infinite space is never regression but progression, and therefore everything destined or permitted by God's will is good, i.e., in the final analysis it always serves the advancement of the developing spirit, providing human free will does not prevent its spiritual ascent. As long as you bear this in mind, you need not do anything but subordinate your will to God's will. You need only ever allow yourselves to be guided without inner resistance and you'll reach the goal. You will soon become free and recognize God's infinite love and the wisdom of His government, the expediency of every event during the course of your life. But as long as you have no knowledge of His eternal plan of salvation, you will not be able to muster understanding for the individual's destiny, for people's wretched existence, for all kind of hardship and afflictions. Hence let yourselves be taught by those who know. Accept their explanations. Consider them as God's messengers who have the task to bring truth to you, so that you will become aware of the purpose of your life, of your eternal destiny. Then you will also learn to recognize and understand God's reign and work, so that you can trustingly abandon yourselves to Him and enable Him to guide you towards the right goal. The Spirit who rules infinity takes an interest in the smallest and most insignificant being and directs it in accordance with His will. Thus how much more will He take care of the living creations whom He wants to prepare into His image, into Godlikeness, into perfect beings who, like Him, shall one day be creatively active in complete freedom and abundance of strength. You humans are these living creations, and thus you are confronted by a great objective, the attainment of which is constantly supported by God, and His help consists of many different means which all depend on your compliance and degree of maturity. Consider yourselves as His living creations and abandon yourselves, your souls and your bodies, to God as your eternal creator, and allow yourselves to be shaped in accordance with His will by completely submitting your will to His and just leave everything to Him. Consider yourselves His eternal children which the Father raises into perfection, and have complete confidence in the Father, then His work of instruction will succeed without infringement of your free will. Give yourselves completely over to God so that He will not meet any resistance and His work of shaping your souls will not take long, and you will be released from all torment of body and soul. The Father of Eternity will draw His children to Himself and you will be happy being close to Him for all eternity. Amen.